T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It is 8:33 and welcome to a sunny Tuesday. It is May the 17th. I'm Debbie Monterey, and good morning, Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
Good morning, John Hancock.
Top of the morning.
All these cheery people here in Studio B.
Are you cheery,
Chris Myhill?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He says absolutely. Yeah, okay. Right.
Chris is always a beacon of cheeriness.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes he's a fountain of sarcasm.
And what's the difference, really, when you think about it?
Let's see. We've got all kinds of topics to get to today. I think the one that is just really grabbing people is the baby formula, because anyone who has had a baby or babysat or had a, you know, younger sibling, I mean, formula is extremely important. And we've had this shortage for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. Mostly because Abbott, which is the largest manufacturer of baby formula, they had issues at one of their manufacturing facilities in Michigan. There was all kinds of contamination. They had years of problems, and apparently a few babies died, which is terrible. So pulled all of it off the shelves, and then what was left, people start hoarding and start saving and then stealing for the black market, et cetera. So anyway, the latest deal with baby formula is that Abbott has reached an agreement with the U.S. health regulators to restart production at that factory. They didn't detail the terms of the agreement with the FDA, which has been investigating safety concerns since earlier this year. And it still is going to be well over a month before any new product ships from that site. So I don't know what take you have on this, Amy, but I hope this time they're really sure that the plant doesn't have any kind of contamination.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the details of even that contamination. I know it was something you have to operate in extreme caution when you're talking about baby formula and, you know, is it affecting babies? Is it making them sick? And so they want to do their due diligence, but also make sure that they're not wasting any time with getting it back online. And like you said, this is a multi-pronged issue when it comes to the baby formula shortage, because it should. I know there were some people who saw this coming or potentially coming months ago before it was really talked about it in bigger headlines because of, well, the Abbott shortage, but also I know it's hard for people to follow price indicators with baby formula, because I think 50 to 60% of baby formula in the United States is purchased through like the WIC program in a lot of states. So that can make it hard to anticipate, you know, just how short things are going to be. I also know that the United States does not take baby formula from Europe or other countries. I think it might just be Ireland that they take baby formula from. So it was one of those issues that if one plant broke, right? If one factory goes offline, you kind of have this cascading event of, oh, we weren't prepared for this. And I'm not so sure that, I mean, if you have, the EU is not known for being lax in regulatory measures. Maybe we could start importing some baby formula from the EU to do something to help these parents.
Yeah, we got to have something. And you know what I can't figure out? You know, we're able to send rovers onto Mars. And it's some of the greatest technological breakthroughs that any of us have ever witnessed. How can you not root out the source of contamination in a factory? I mean, surely they can figure out what was causing the problem and just fix it. And it's not like Abbott didn't produce a ton of baby formula for many, many years without a contamination issue. And it seems to me like if you solve that problem and they go back into production, they step up production, then this problem, and it is a problem, can be addressed soon.
I think, what if it has to do with lack of regulation? Because we always talk about too much regulation, but in this case, it seems like there might have been problems and just no one was acting on it fast enough.
Something's causing it, and so figure out what was causing it and fix it. That's seems pretty simple to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's lack of regulation or just the way the regulation is in place, and there's protectionist policies, again, on baby formula imports that, again, kind of make it a monopoly for certain factories, and we got to figure something out. You can't have one breakdown create a national crisis.
The other thing I think about, too, is once they go back into production and it starts going on the shelves, it's still going to be hard to get. Because do you remember how long it took for toilet paper?
Oh, yes, I do.
People, I still find myself buying way more toilet paper than I actually need. Just it's ingrained now. Make sure you have lots of toilet paper in the supply closet. I don't even need that much, but I don't want to be caught without toilet paper. So I think people will be doing that with formula as well once it's back on the shelves. We've got to take a break here. It's 8:38. And when we come back, if you support Ukraine, can you vote against aid to Ukraine? That topic is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Kevin Wheeler here. Join me weeknights at 6 for the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line. We've got everything in sports covered for you, but of course, we're going to be on top of the Cardinals. All the latest and best information for you right here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
It's 8:42. It is overtime, round two. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with John Hancock and Amy Marks-Kors. We've been hearing for, I think we're in week 12 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Yep.
And it is pretty remarkable to see Ukraine hanging in there in what a lot of people thought was going to be a cakewalk for Russia. And a lot has been said about the United States' support of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. But, John, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is joining a small group of Republicans in the Senate who will vote against a package providing additional aid to Ukraine, saying that the money would be better spent in America rather than aiding the war effort. Hawley joins nine other Republicans in voting against a procedural motion to move the bill forward last night. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's a growing isolationism in the Republican Party. And Josh Hawley is certainly seemingly the side on that edge of that issue. Donald Trump certainly was not particularly proactive of injecting U.S. into foreign affairs. I don't ascribe to that. I believe that. And hey, look, Ukraine, you can make a plausible case that they've got a real shot to win this thing. And defeating Russia in Europe would be significant geopolitically, a very significant thing. I think U.S. policy is right to pull NATO together. I think the sanctions were right. I think the military support was right, if slow initially. I think this package of $40 billion is going to pass, and I think it's going to make a difference. And I don't know how long this conflict's going to last, but I think Ukraine has demonstrated to a lot of people who doubted that they've got a real shot to win this thing.
Amy?
Yeah, I think it's critical to continue to support Ukraine. And I mean, no pun intended, this is above my pay grade how this works, you know, continuing to give money. But Ukraine is an ally. They're fighting off a monomaniacal, pseudo-imperial crazy person in Vladimir Putin. Who's committing war crimes. And, oh, by the way, is nuclear. So, I mean, yes, we need to support our allies and bring and continue to send them money. What bothers me is something that John hit on, how the Republican Party is becoming increasingly isolationist. And I worry that, does Josh Hawley really think that we should stop providing Ukraine with money? Or is he trying to hit on that strain of populism, that current of isolationism that we're seeing in the GOP, and trying to win political points? That's bothersome.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I take him at his word that he believes. And look, there's a lot of people that believe the United States has overextended itself and shouldn't be involved all over the globe. I disagree with that, but there's a lot of people that believe that. And it's a legitimate public policy position, and it's a legitimate debatable topic. I just happen to feel that the world is a fundamentally safer, better, more secure place with American leadership. But not everybody agrees with that.
There's also Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler has said she is going to oppose the aid package, and so has Billy Long. And speaking of political points, John, do you think that has anything to do with the fact that both of them are running for this Senate race, and both of them have been touting that they are the Trump favorite?
Could be. Could well be. And I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at it, because this is not the first aid to Ukraine package that has come along. I'd be curious to know how all of those folks voted on earlier iterations of this, and why the $40 billion here is a different calculation for them. I honestly, frankly, don't know.
Hey, a little closer to home before we have to take a break. I know we just checked in with Roger in traffic, but we've talked a lot about how people are driving like complete idiots, as if other human beings don't exist on the planet anymore. And it was sad to hear that a man was struck and killed this past Saturday near Ted Drew's on Chippewa. He was just attempting to cross Chippewa when he was hit by a car traveling west. Now, he was not in a designated crosswalk, so we should point that out. And the car that hit him did stop. But the number of pedestrians hit and killed this year, I've lost count, Amy.
Yeah, it's so sad. I think he was entertaining guests from out of town and bringing them to, you know, this great iconic St. Louis place. And so, yeah, it's just absolutely tragic. What's interesting, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Quebec has seen a lot of pedestrians hit, specifically pedestrians not crossing at crosswalks, and they have an interactive bus stop, which is, I don't know, maybe somewhat controversial, but when you stand in front of the bus stop, it's a screen, and it's your skeleton. And when you dance, the skeleton dance, and it mirrors your actions. And most people get a kick out of it, and they're dancing, and then out of nowhere, a car on the screen hits their skeleton with the screeching noise. And it shows that, well, bones break under the weight of steel. And that's one of their ways to raise awareness.
Wow.
And again,
that's brutal.
I know. It's pretty intense. I recommend watching the video of it. And I think some of this, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting way to raise awareness because part of me feels like this is on the drivers. I feel like the drivers are the ones not paying attention. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, it's on all of us. I mean, if you're going across the street, there are certain protocols that you need to take into account, looking both ways, for example. Mm-hmm. And I think a lesson for all of us here is never dance at a bus stop.
Although I would pay money to see John Hancock dance at a bus stop.
Remember Gene, the dancing machine from the old Gong Show? Yeah. That could be me.
Oh, it's 8:48. We'll be back on KMOX with round 3 of OT. They're beefing up Route 66 in the Metro East.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's the highway, that's the best.
It's 8:52. Debbie Monterey, John Hancock, Amy Marks Corrs. A couple of, maybe a month ago, I talked to Corey Job over at the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau, and they had this big plan to help kind of stitch together parts of Route 66 in the Metro East, and they were hoping to get this big grant so they could do it. And it looks like they did get the grant, about $919,000, a Route 66 grant award. And they are going to do a bunch of murals. They are going to have a new Route 66 Interpretive Visitor Center in Edwardsville. They're going to have Mother Road monuments that they're going to put up in several of the communities. And they're going to reopen the historic Cannonball Jail in Carlinville. And they are, of course, trying to place these in smaller towns to drive traffic there. John, there's a lot of resurgent interest in Route 66. And what they're looking at is putting Instagrammable moments on Route 66, because that's what it's all about these days.
Well, that's kind of cool. You know, I've never driven Route 66 on purpose, you know, to experience
right.
it or whatever. But this is pretty cool. I think we'll be expecting to see our own Johnny Rabbit.
Most likely.
Traversing the highways out there.
Amy, do you have any interest in Route 66? You can do little pieces of it.
I do. And there's a lot of Route 66 out in Wildwood, obviously. And Big Chief, that restaurant that's off the old Route 66, is like a family favorite for the Mark Scores. They have great food, and it's an old historic building. So I would absolutely go visit different parts of Route 66. And if you want to cry about Route 66, rewatch the movie Cars. That movie is so cute. Have you seen that, Debbie?
I have, but it's been years.
And it's like when they build the interstate through Route 66 and all the sad little cars and the sad little businesses are like, wait, don't pass us by. Huh. So watch Cars and then go visit all the Route 66 centers.
How long would it take you to run that sucker, Amy?
Probably take a while, but I have run many a mile on Route 66. It's fun.
Well, you could take off a bunch of vacation time and explore Route 66. This is something that is becoming more common. Goldman Sachs Group is now the latest to allow senior staff to take as many vacation days as they want, unlimited time off. Now, junior employees will still have limits, but will be given at least 2 extra days off each year under a new policy. Amy, what do you think about unlimited time off?
Well, it sounds like the honor system, because my guess is there are different definitions of the word unlimited. And if you genuinely took unlimited days off, you could never show up for work at all, right? So it's just the honor system.
John?
Yeah, well, it tells me that I guess Michael Kelly has been secretly working for Goldman Sachs all these years.
You know, my nephew works for an engineering company that gives them unlimited time off. And I was fascinated, so I was asking him all these questions. So how does it work? Do you take tons of time off? He said, no, actually, people take less time off. Because if you get 3 weeks of vacation, you're going to take every day of that vacation because you've got 3 weeks. But if they say you can take off as much time as you want, then people actually take off less time because they don't want to be the one guy who's never at his desk, right?
Yeah, a little psychology going on out there.
Maybe that works at Goldman Sachs. That would not work in the KMOX newsroom or on live radio.
See you next year.
See you next year.
All right, what's coming up, John?
Well, here's what's on tap. We're going to talk about the perils of Pujols pitching and the Blues playoffs start tonight. That's coming your way next.
I just want to bang on the drum all day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!